strict as they are. They seem to be awful strict, and I don't approve of that way of running a family.
But most of the people still run the family that way, don't they?
Most of them do, yes.
Well, that means that the father is the absolute head of the family, is that right?
Yes, the father is the absolute boss in the house. The mother happens to be second boss, I guess. But, you know, I notice in the American way of running the family, mostly the mother is the boss, and in the Mexican way, the father is the boss.
What about the older brothers? Do they have an important place in the family?
Well, their importance, as the older the boy is, he's always above the other smaller ones. For example, the older boy in the family, he's the boss above all the rest of them. The second one is boss above the others, except the older one. And it keeps on going down, but the little fellow is no boss. He's just the smallest one. He's not the boss at all. He may be the boss of his pet or something.
Well, most of the young people around here were born here, weren't they? Most of the young people in this camp.
Well, most of the young people in this camp, yeah, they were born here, most of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, they think of themselves as Americans, don't they?
They do.
Well, do they think they're getting all the benefits that Americans are supposed to get?
No, they don't think they're getting them because, for example, like in the theaters, if they go to the theater, there's always a middle aisle and two side aisles. And they're not permitted to sit in the middle aisle. They've got to sit on the side aisle, just because they are Mexicans.
Are there any other things like that they do? How about schools?
Well, the schools, they always try to have them separate. At least if the economy can go to the expense of building a school and there's enough Mexican people around which can be put in a separate school, they just build a school and put them in a separate school. That's what happened here in our camp. There was about 100 children that used to be going to the American school. So in 1931, they just thought that they'd get rid of the Mexican greasers and they'd build a school separately for themselves, for the Mexican people. So they just went ahead and built a school, just to have them in a separate school.
Even though there really wasn't need for another school?
No, there was no need for another school. That was the school that they were going to was big enough for all of them. Because the only reason was that they wanted to get rid of them and put them in a different school.
Well, do the people, especially the young people, do they worry very much about it, try to do much about it?
Well, they don't seem to worry much about it. They just seem to think that it has came to happen, and it has happened, and probably isn't much they can do about it, about changing the situation. I'm referring to the discrimination of Mexican people in this part of the country here. They feel that it's came to happen and you just can't do much about it.
What about the cops? Can you tell me about the fiesta the other night?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the cops were
the story about that fight.
Oh, yes. At the Moore Park Fiesta, it's always been a fact that every year the Mexican boys, they fight with American boys. And usually the officers come around and instead of picking up both parties involved in the fight, they pick up the Mexicans mostly. Sometimes they'll pick one American fellow and three Mexicans just to make it look good, but still they're picking most of the Mexicans all the time and throwing them in the can. Instead of picking up both parties to teach both parties a lesson, they seem to teach just the Mexican people a lesson, but instead of being a lesson, they enforce the idea they should come back next year and fight them again because they get the raw deal of the fight there, or a decision, so the officers, they just throw them in the camp.
Well, what do you think can be done about it?
Well, the only thing that I feel that could be done about it is by forming young people's clubs or older people's clubs too, and contacting different other American clubs and telling them about discrimination against Mexican people. That's about the only way that I feel that could be done, something could be done about it, because it's really the public who makes this discrimination against Mexican people. It's not the government particularly, it's the public itself that does it.
Well, you were saying something a while ago about what they did in Los Angeles about discrimination?
Well, in Los Angeles, they try to get together and form clubs, and in some case, a certain Mexican fellow applies for a job in a place where they tell him that they can't give him a job because he's a Mexican. This certain club that he belongs to, they try to contact the manager or the superintendent at the plant and explain to him that even though he's a Mexican, he's drafted in this county in this country here for the army, and he's got to do every other thing that the regular American citizen does. So why shouldn't he be allowed to have a good job to live by, a good job that he can depend on? If he has to do every other thing that other American citizen does for the benefit of the country, why shouldn't the country let him have a good job? Or else the individual manager of the plant should give him a good job. You expect them to be a good citizen. That's the only way that I feel they can make good citizens out of Mexican people. Treating them like American citizens.
Well, do you think they make good citizens?
Oh, absolutely, they sure will. I know they will make good citizens. They just treat it the right way.
Well, do you think a project like this camp that we're in can be any help in training people to be good citizens?
I feel that it does a lot of good to the people, and it would do them a lot of good to become good citizens. A camp like this will. I can see that through certain forms of getting together, they do get together. It helps a lot.
Cooperation,
educate them. Because what this camp is doing, the good that it's doing is through education mostly, and showing the people that by getting together they can get somewhere.
Have they ever been on a council before together like this in self-government?
No, they've never had a self-government council like this before.
Well, now the council here works according to a democratic process, doesn't it?
That's right.
Well, now, what do you think about that? Do you think that's going to be good in educating them?
Well, there is one good thing in educating. It gives a democratic point of view, at least because everybody has a right to vote and make decisions.